Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guest today is Laura Collada. She is the chair of the Rotary of Woodstock for their Christmas Clearinghouse events, and she's president-elect of the club. We want to welcome Laura to Around Town. Laura, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ron.
So, Rotary Club of Woodstock, what's on the menu for 2023?
Oh, my gosh. We have a lot. We just changed over our fiscal year, which also means we changed over our entire board. So the new board has a lot on their plate. Right now, we've got about a little over 40 members and growing. We've got a few more that are coming on right now. We've got Christmas Clearinghouse that we do. We have the Santa Hut on the square, which is going over huge renovations right now. Everybody's really excited about that. So that's really exciting. It's going to be a new hut, new location, super exciting stuff.
Laura, when does the club meet?
We meet on Fridays for lunch at the Woodstock Country Club.
Is that every Friday? Or?
It's every Friday. And occasionally we do a field trip or something, but all that information is on the website. You just go to Rotary Club of Woodstock and you'll find it all there.
And you guys are chartered in 1968?
We were. We've been around a long time.
Wow. I wasn't even born yet.
I wasn't born yet.
I wish that was true. And what's this blessings in a backpack?
So that actually stemmed from, we used to do a food truck weekly or monthly food truck. But then the area became saturated with other food trucks. So we were like, all right, what can we do? So we talked with the schools and it was a big collaboration, but we came up with this blessings in a backpack. So we got these backpacks. Families, kids that are in need can come and just pick up a backpack. That way they're not carrying a bag of groceries. It looks very normal. And it's filled with fresh fruits and vegetables. And we aim to give them enough to get through the weekend.
Now, how do they get that backpack, Laura? What do they have to do?
Well, we work with the schools on that. The schools have a program within them, and it's fantastic. You should have them on sometime. They take over a room in the school, and we deal with the high schools, Woodstock High School and Woodstock North High School. And they have clothes there if kids need clothes. So all kind they help in all kinds of ways. And the one way that they needed help was with food. They were getting some non-perishables, and that's great, but they didn't have any fresh food. Okay. So we came in and started providing the fresh food.
And that also ties in with the warm coats?
Kind of. So Operation Warm Coats and Souls used to be called Operation Warm, and we just made sure that kids had coats that need them, and these are brand new coats. And then we expanded it a couple years ago to include shoes. And again, that's going to the schools, and that's all ages and sizes. And
so how do you get the word out if people want to donate warm coats with winter coming?
Yeah, they can.
What do they do?
Just get a hold of, go on the website, Rotary Club of Woodstock, and plug in there. There's an information link you can use, or if you look over on the right, there are specific categories for the different departments within the club. There may be that specific information that you're looking for there. But you can also just go to the general information.
And then you have a book distribution?
We do. So we now go around to other food trucks that are in the community. And if any family wants books, we supply them with books.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And then how's that tie into this Everyone Reads?
That's a program with District 200. And we go in and read to anybody that wants to be read to or listen to us.
Oh, that's kind of neat. So if Jim and I want you to read to us, would you do that?
Sure, you bet.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. And then you have your blood drive.
Yep, we do a yearly blood drive. We normally do that in the fall, winter coming up here. And again, any of this information, you can go on our website and check it out.
What is this Rotary Triangle?
So the Rotary Triangle is a triangle coming off of 120, off of Route 47, in Woodstock. It's got a beautiful tree on it, a bunch of plants, a sign. We just make sure it's maintained every year. So we go in a couple of times a year, clean it up, rake it, trim, whatever needs to be done to make sure it looks good as people are coming into the square.
I see you got recycling of electronics and a Christmas parade and...
Yeah, we've got a lot. We do electronics recycling. Again, that's kind of on an as-needed basis. There are other organizations that do it within the community. So if we see the need, we'll do it. We participate in the Christmas parade. We've got Santa, like Woodstock Santa. He's part of our club. So he's in the parade. He'll be the one, you know, in the Santa hut and making sure all the elves are behaving and
okay.
keeping everybody in line there.
Well, for those young boys and girls out there, how about this Witches and Wizards?
Yeah, so that's around Halloween. It's actually coming up. I think I've seen some ads for it. We just help sponsor that, you know, just doing a little bit wherever we can. Witches and Wizards in Woodstock, Movie in the Park. We sponsor one of the movies. I think we sponsored E.T. this summer. So that was a good one. We work with the environmental defenders with plantings. We've got a bench or two out in the community. So we're connected. We work with other organizations.
And you've got a lot of grants and scholarships that you issue too, correct?
We do. So scholarships, we do academic scholarships, vocational scholarships, adult vocational scholarships, and then we've got another program called RILA, Rotary Youth Leadership. So we... it's an application basis, so kids apply, and then they get to spend a weekend, and there are, I think, two or three different weekends to choose from, at a camp in Wisconsin, and there are speakers that come in, and so they're learning from other people, and it's great. It's all high school teens, too.
And you're also doing international grants?
We do. So our current one was the Uganda Water and Sanitation Project, but we've done other ones in the past. Kenya Literacy, an Ecuadorian farm project. Of course, Polio Plus, that's an international, Rotary International worldwide campaign that we work on to eradicate polio. And then Shelter Boxes, which is really cool. So we buy a shelter box, and it's like a big crate, and in it is tents, toilets. It's whatever you need to leave. Like if your house is demolished, and that could be a flood or a hurricane or a war or whatever, we can send shelter boxes, and then that helps families just survive and gives them the ability to live.
So like the grant that you gave to Uganda for the water and sanitation project, how do you go? Is that funds that you send over there? How does that work?
Yeah, it's all within Rotary. It's amazing. So, for example, if we say we had something here in McHenry County that was devastating, we could rally other clubs around the world, other Rotary members and clubs to help with whatever we came up with. And it could be, you know, if... It could just be anything, but yeah, it's just the Rotary community rallying together.
That's awesome. I want to make a mention about the Jeep raffle you have.
Yeah,
I'm not winning that each year.
I know. I haven't
What's
won a single thing. I know. I mean, it's amazing. We came up with that because of COVID to replace. We used to do a beach party, which was so fun. The community came out. We took over Building D. We had raffle baskets, we had live auction, we had music, we had dancing, we had pictures, we had all kinds of stuff. It was so fun. But COVID, you know, kind of
changed
put the
things.
Kibosh on that.
Right.
We came up with this Jeep raffle. It's been super exciting, super fun, successful. We sell out every year. So we raffle off the Jeep, and we work with Kunis Country on that. They supply the Jeep to us, so that's fantastic. But the other amazing part is we raffle off $500 winners, like several $500 winners. We do a drawing a couple of times before the big drawing, and people win $500. And then their ticket goes back into the drum to win the Jeep or win another $500. I haven't won diddly. Unbelievable.
Well, you're not alone. I was looking for my name to show up on the list. That happened.
Yeah.
Your Christmas Clearinghouse, your 54th year?
It's our 54th year this year. Yeah, crazy.
And you make deliveries to all those in need on Saturday, December 16th?
Yep. So that's D-Day. That's our delivery day. Everything we do, we've been working the entire year for that culmination on that day. And the community, well, there's a lot of ways that the community can participate, but they can definitely participate on that day. But on that day, we will deliver food to 1,200 families and gifts to 2,000 children who otherwise might not have this Christmas meal or this holiday meal without that. The toys, every child in the home will get a toy. The food baskets, again, every household will get a food basket. We also help with senior centers because a lot of those people are alone and without, you know, without families or funds.
Sure.
And the big thing this year is just that budget. It's gone up $30,000 over the past 5 years. So we're working really hard to fundraise and get the donations and partnerships that we need to be able to do this.
Laura, how close are you to your $30,000 goal?
We've got a ways to go.
You know, I might add, too, that I've seen this, and people who donate their time and drive their cars to the site where the gifts are picked up, you'll see a long line of cars, 15, 20, 30, 40 cars lined up, picking up packages that take the homes that people volunteer their automobiles to take these out. And it's all a volunteer basis. And the volunteers that are there loading the cars up, it's quite a scene. It's very heartwarming. And, you know, we always seem to do things around the holidays, but it's nice to see that you're doing things throughout the year that it's not just the holidays to take care of people. It's 12 months of the year to take care
absolutely,
of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I know
we have so many partners to make this happen. You said community, and I mean, we can't do it without, I mean, this is obviously for the community and it's also with the community. We partner with District 200, with social service agencies. Harley-Davidson helps us out with the warehouse where we take over. We work with the Northern Illinois Food Bank and local stores to supply the food. Like in the past, Walmart has helped us, Aldi has helped us. And then, of course, Toys Marines, Toys for Tots, and local stores like Farm and Fleet, Classic Cinemas Woodstock, they all help us either get toys or, you know, we might be buying gift cards from them to make it all happen.
We're going to pause for just a minute, Laura, for station identification, and that's your station that you're listening to, 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking with Laura Collada, the chair of the Woodstock Rotary Club and future president, and we're talking about what they do around the holidays for funding. You're going to tell us a little bit about that, Laura?
Yeah, absolutely. We're gearing up for that now. A donation letter will go out in the mail, so if people like to give that way, they can certainly give that way. We're looking at ways to kind of increase that because we're sending to the same people who give, so we actually are told last year that, you know, hey, I want to give. How can I get on this list? So we're working on beefing up that list. We have a Giving Tuesday program that we work with. And the last 2 years, we've had a matching grant from Studio D Jewelers. They've granted and matched, I think it was up to $3,000. So that was huge for us. And then we've got links and QR codes throughout the community. You know, as we're gearing up for this, there'll be a link on our website. There'll be a link in all the literature. There'll be QR codes out there as other ways for people to give.
You know, when I look at what you're doing, in the years that you've been doing it, it's grown so significantly over the years from 54 years ago to where it is today, and the families have grown. I know one thing people might wonder is, how do you pick the families that you go to? All these different, these families that you got here, some 1,200 families, 2,000 children. How do you pick them and verify that they are deserving families?
Yeah, well, we don't decide that. There are professionals out there. So if a family thinks they're in need, I mean, you could call us and we can confirm if you're on the list, but we're working with, again, the school districts and then other social service agencies. So churches, the food pantry. So if you're on a list that's been verified, then that's how we get your information.
And they also will give you the ages of the children, mm-hmm. and boys and girls and that type of thing. Oh, that's awesome. The and when you put this together, are the gifts then wrapped or?
No, they we used to wrap them when it was when we had a few hundred families. But now that we're up to where we are, we don't wrap them anymore. They do get the toys in a big red gift bag, though. And then the food will come in a food box and maybe some food bags. And in the past, we've used like some reusable food bags, which is important for Woodstock and the area community. So helping in all kinds of ways.
Now, the food that you put in those bags, where does that come from, Laura?
Again, we work with the Northern Illinois Food Bank, so that's where the majority of it comes from. We'll also purchase some from other local stores like Walmart. We've worked with Aldi in the past. So, and we're talking with them now about that negotiation and what they can provide. Because, again, this is a big number. So can you give us 1,200 hams? Can you give us 1,200 5-pound of potatoes?
Sure. And will they discount that for you and work with you that way?
The Northern Illinois Food Bank for sure.
Right.
And the other ones, it's a negotiation. You know, food prices are high right now. So, you know, sometimes they can only do what they can do.
So if someone's thinking of helping out, it could be either a cash donation or it could be a donation of something that's tangible.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, the toys. Like I said, those Toys for Tots boxes that are out in the community, if they're in the Woodstock area, we get some of those for this program because they know it's going to stay in the community. We also get other donations of toys that come in. Here's one of our biggest problems. We have seen this age group start as babies. It was just this large number of kids, and that large number of kids has grown and aged, and now they're about the ages of 9 to 13.
Okay.
So that's our biggest need. And, you know, when people go shopping to donate, they buy the cute little toy for the 3-year-old or the baby toy. They're not thinking of the tween, preteen kid, and that's hard to buy for.
Sure.
So that's our biggest need right now, and what we really focus on.
It has to be hard too for the older kids, where they may be looking at electronic toys, but maybe you can't get that many electronic toys. So you have to get something other than that. That's going to still be a nice gift for the child.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, occasionally we do get one, you know, something crazy. A Nintendo Switch is donated, and it's like, ugh, okay, that's one lucky kid right there. That's few and far between, though. Normally, it's a toy or two. And we also, we appreciate what we get, but some of the kids have gotten, you know, a football every year or a basketball every year. So, again, you know, those are great toys, and every kid needs that, you know, go outside and play and get some exercise. But we got to kind of think outside of the box a little bit, too.
So do you track, in other words, if you have a family, but like you just said, let's say a boy got a football 1 year. That same family's going to be in need the following year. Do you track that to make sure that boy doesn't get a football the second year?
Definitely not. We have we don't have the bandwidth to be able to track that information. We can track our families from year to year, but we're definitely not able to track what they get as far as gifts.
Yeah, that's too bad, because it would be nice to be able to do that to make sure that boy didn't get a football 2 years in a row.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of the things that people out there can do to help the Rotary, Laura? I know that gifts are one thing and finances, but their donations are also tax deductible, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Again, you know, go on to our website, and if you want to be on the list to get the mailing for the solicitation, you know, shoot that over to the club, and we'll get you on the list. We also, there are businesses that help around the community too, around Woodstock, and we call them product partners. So these are businesses, and they'll hold a special sale or have a special item that when they sell it, a portion of the proceeds will come back to us. And we also put out small boxes that, you know, people can put cash donations in. There will be a QR code this year too on there, so a lot of people don't carry cash.
Well, look at you. You got to have your own QR code.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
So right now, if you had to generate more funds, because your cutoff would be what? sometime early December for funds coming in?
You know, we'll take it. We'll take it as long as you'll give it, because we've got bills to pay after the fact. So it's all good.
So, do you know how short you are right now? What your need is?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely short the $30,000 right now, and plus some. So,
but do you have some of the $30,000?
Yeah, we do. Well, we've got some of the $90,000 that we need.
Oh, it's a total of $90,000.
Total of $90,000, right?
Okay, so $90,000, and you're short $30,000 out of the $90,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so folks can take a look at that and perhaps look that direction. But now that $90,000, does that include the money you use for gifts?
Mm-hmm. That's everything.
So if people gave gifts, that would then reduce that.
No,
that amount?
Not necessarily. Again, it depends, because where we need cash is usually where we end up short, is that 9 to 12 range. And then, you know, and that's where, like, we go to Classic Cinemas Woodstock and we get gift cards so that kids can go to the movies. You know, that's something that they can, you know, at 12, 13 and up,
sure,
they can go do that with their friends. So we're trying to give them a lot of, you know, think too that a lot of these families, they don't have money to go to the movies or go to your favorite coffee shop. So we try to get gift cards for some of those places too. Again, at that age, a lot of them could be home watching their younger brothers and sisters without the opportunity, you know, for that money and time. And so we're just trying to present that opportunity for them.
So some of those funds that you collect, then you actually buy gifts.
We do.
For those kids,
yes,
too. And work it that way. Okay. So this way, people are thinking about what they want to do. If you can't get a gift for a 9 or 10 or 12-year-old, it's making a cash donation. Here again, you can make that by looking up the Rotary Club of Woodstock on the website. How about if they're not sure about it, or maybe they're not computer literate, if they had a phone number they can call, how would they do that? Who would they call?
Yeah, if you go on the website, all the information will be there. And there's also a link to all the Christmas Clearinghouse information. So it'll all be on there.
Okay. I was just wondering if there's some way they can communicate, like if they weren't good with a computer, how would they communicate to get a hold of people at the Rotary? Because you might have some senior citizens out there that aren't good with the computer.
Yeah.
That maybe say, I'd like to give a little something this year, maybe a gift or give some cash. How they can go about doing that when they're not, you know, working with a computer, what they can do. How about if they want to mail a check?
Yep, absolutely. And they'd be able to do that and send it to P.O. Box 53, Woodstock, Illinois, 60098.
Okay, let's say that one more time, Laura.
P.O. Box 53 at Woodstock, Illinois, 60098.
And that'd be the Rotary Club of Woodstock.
Yes.
That you make the check out to.
Yes.
That would be great. That's going to help the folks that maybe don't have that ability to go on a computer or work a computer or whatever.
Absolutely.
So,
and reference Christmas Clearinghouse on it, so we make sure it goes there.
Okay. The what about this thing, Tag Days? I see something.
Oh, my gosh.
What,
yeah.
What is that all about?
So again, that's one of those programs that we haven't done since pre-COVID. And we did bring a little bit of it back last year. So Tag Days is similar to Salvation Army bell ringing. And we kind of partner with the Salvation Army, so they know that we do this. And then they let us take over certain spots within the Woodstock community.
Okay.
We'll stand outside. We don't have a bell. We'll have a can. So we shake our can, which hopefully is full of lots of money.
Okay.
And then people will get a tag to indicate that they've given. And again, this year, there'll be a QR code. For anybody that doesn't carry cash, they'll be able to scan the QR code with their phone and donate that way. But this is right around Thanksgiving. In the past, it's been the day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, and then Saturday morning after that. And again, we'll be at the grocery stores, we'll be at the shops and the boutiques and the coffee shops. We'll be everywhere in the community. And all this information will be on the website too. I don't know what days, we haven't settled on the days for this year, because it's very labor intensive. And again, this is the big deal. This is where the community can come out in advance of delivery day, because there'll be a sign up. They can sign up to man a location around the community.
And before we sign off real quickly, we should get in that you're looking for volunteers, correct?
Yeah. I mean, again, because of COVID, we kind of restructured and limited that, but Tag Days is going to be the way to go, and then Delivery Day on December 16th.
And about how many volunteers do you need for Delivery Day?
Hundreds. We need hundreds. I mean, think about it. We've got to make delivery to 1,300 different families.
And how about the ones that work on the premises?
You know? We have that covered. That's mostly internal now with Rotarians.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. And it's good to be able to let the folks know out there that if you want to volunteer, you are certainly welcome because they are in need of volunteers. And what better time to do it for the holidays? It's time to give. We all look at giving, and that's so important. We've been talking to Laura Collada, the chair of the Woodstock Rotary, and also the VP at this time, but president-elect of the club, about what's coming up in the near future around the holidays. We want to thank Laura for being here today. And for all you folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us for more information. Thanks for listening. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care, everybody.